Mitt Romney, Trump suggesting China, Ukraine investigate Biden is appalling. By Joshua Kaplan on October 4, 2019. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, declared Friday that President Donald Trump's suggestion that China and Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's dealings with the two countries is wrong and appalling. When the only American citizen President Trump singles out for China's investigation is his political opponent in the midst of the Democratic nomination process, it strains credulity to suggest that it is anything other than politically motivated, Romney wrote on Twitter. By all appearances, the president's brazen and unprecedented appeal to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong and appalling. The never-Trump lawmaker's comments come after President Trump said Thursday that China should investigate Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, for alleged corruption. China should start an investigation into the Bidens because what happened in China is just about as bad as Ukraine. The president told reporters outside the White House ahead of a visit to Florida to deliver remarks on health care. As Breitbart News extensively reported, Hunter Biden's investment firm secured a $1.5 billion investment deal with the Bank of China after traveling with his father on Air Force Two to the country in 2013. Further, President Trump re-upped his call for Ukraine to look into the Biden family's dealings in the Eastern European country. He repeated his call for Ukraine to investigate the Bidens when reporters asked him again what he thought Ukrainian officials should do with Biden, saying, "I would think that if they were honest about it, they would start a major investigation into the former second family." As Breitbart News reported earlier this year, Biden forced out former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin as he was investigating an energy company called Burisma Holdings, which was paying Biden handsomely as a member of its board. The former vice president even boasted to the Council of Foreign Relations last year that he had threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid unless the prosecutor was fired. He did not tell the audience about his son's role. "Nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal 100%, said the president.